Call that a news update? This is a news update. It's Neighbourhood Watch.
This week on Neighbourhood Watch, locals near the 12 Apostles in southwest Victoria are angry at a federal government decision to approve oil and gas exploration within 5 kilometres of the tourist site. But first, I talked to Radio Adelaide's Zoe Canandes about the minimum wage going up in Australia.
So the Fair Work Commission announced a 2.5% increase in the minimum wage, which is pretty exciting, I guess. So the minimum wage has increased to $20.33 per hour. What increases in some COVID-affected industries have been delayed to 3 to 5 months. So this will take the minimum wage for Australia's lowest paid workers to, as I mentioned, $20.33, which kind of equates to $772.60 for a full-time worker, which is, it essentially adds up to about $18.80 a week more for the Australia's lowest paid full-time workers. The Fair Work Commission President, Justice Ian Ross, said that this year's economic circumstances were very difficult to those at the time of last year's 1.75% minimum wage increase, which was at the height of the pandemic. The peak union body, the ACTU, has been pushing for at least a 3.5% minimum wage rise, whilst many employer groups have been arguing for a smaller increase than that was delivered. I guess naturally they would be. The Australian Chamber of Commerce and Industry have been arguing for a 1.1% pay increase, describing a 2.5% pay raise as premature and irresponsible. It said that the wage rise would cost $3.6 billion. And while most of its big business members were, you know, currently doing quite well, of its small business members were still struggling, obviously, after COVID. We've seen small businesses hit the hardest. I think that is definitely across the board. It's also pointed out that there's nearly a third of those who get the minimum wage and award wage increases work in retail, food, accommodation sectors, and those people were so affected by the lockdown last year. Sitting between workers and employer demands, you know, people have said that the decision was pretty much as expected. Some people have said if you look at history of decisions from the Fair Work Commission, they usually have a good track record in making projections on how wages are likely to move and what's a responsible increase. But obviously we know that, and respectfully we know that more could have been given, and a good track record doesn't mean you're always getting something right. So we've seen a larger increase than what employers wanted, which I suppose is a good thing. And it'll be interesting to see the further rhetoric that comes from this.
For us who don't really know, does the minimum wage apply all across the country, or just all different states have their own minimum wage levels?
The minimum wage applies to the entire country. It's sort of it's announced this time each year because this is sort of post-budget world that we're living in.
Okay. So moving on to the second topic of the day, there has been backlash against the possibility of gas exploration near the 12 Apostles Rock in Geelong, in Victoria.
Yeah, locals are absolutely furious about this one, a federal government decision to open an area within 5 kilometres of Victoria's 12 Apostles. They've done this for offshore gas and oil exploration. I'm sure you all know the 12 Apostles Very iconic landscape in Australia that obviously we don't want to see destroyed by gas and oil and big billion-dollar companies that can just do whatever they want. Bidding opened on the latest offshore exploration area of 21 sites off the coast of Victoria and Western Australia. The closest to shore follows the coast between Port Campbell and Geelong, which is in southwest Victoria. The home, again, is home to the Great Ocean Road and tourist attractions, including Wreck Beach, Loch Aide Gorge and 12 Apostles. In 2019, there were more than 100 Port Campbell residents. They gathered in the heart of the town. It was a population of 500 to protest against the deep sea drilling in the Great Australian Bight. They said that they were completely baffled by the announcement. It is, again, a very clumsy move by the federal government increase our gas and oil importation or funds or whatever. But again, it's at the risk of these really beautiful landscapes and environments and places that are so cherished by so many people. The federal government, it's hard to imagine really why they've done this, but they have.
But did the locals say what could have caused to the 12 Apostles rocks themselves if the oil and gas exploration went underway?
We don't know exactly what will happen per se, but we do know places like Australia's Great Barrier Reef, for example, that is very much dying at the hands of big companies, for mining and gas and oil, and we've seen it before, and I think people are scared because we've seen really cherished areas of the country diminish because of these people and these companies, and I think there is just a massive fear and mistrust to the government in regards to these situations.
That was Neighbourhood Watch Ripper.